Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. So in this episode, I'm going to touch on some tips in terms of handling the festive period if your goals entail fat loss or muscle growth while still enjoying yourself and maintaining your progress and maintaining where you're at. So to start off with, like when we think about obviously December itself, there's a lot of social events on. So remember, like if your goal's fat loss, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So it's okay if like you go through this phase and you don't necessarily lose weight or come out of it a ton lighter. Like it's okay to have periods where you just maintain your body weight, because if you are in a fat loss phase and that's your goal, like after you've lost weight to maintain your body weight, you'll need to practice weight loss maintenance anyway. So it's a very good time to do so. And just what I'd say is, even though we have these events, don't just have like a all or nothing mindset. Don't just throw it out the window and think you'll start at January or you start at a different time or think you must be perfect, because you don't. A lot of people, I feel, they'll have like a meal out, they'll have a night out, and they'll maybe see the scale weight rise, and then they'll just let that demotivate them and like fall off track. Whereas you can afford to like have these nights out, have these meals out, grind, you don't go all over the top with them and still maintain where you're at and still make good progress over this time frame. So it's about kind of like redefining what success is for December and thinking about making sure we maintain some element of consistency, have relatively decent management of it, so we come back or come out the other end and maybe in January we're at a similar body weight instead of coming out much heavier. And a way I like to frame it for clients in terms of periods at maintenance or periods deloading from training is, it's like a F1 car in a race. When it goes into a pit stop, it's not necessarily making progress throughout that period, but if it doesn't take that time in the pit stop, it's going to like crash and burn long term. It's not going to win the race because the tyres are going to burn out or whatever. I'm not that glued up on F1, but I think you get the drift. So having periods where we back off can allow us to adhere better long term. And as for the training side of things throughout December, have a plan in place, and this will apply any time of year really, but it's a period where we've got a lot more on, so it's going to be a bit more of a struggle to maybe hit our sessions. We've got a lot more interruptions, so take them into account. Don't go into your weeks if you're wanting to maintain your training consistency, which isn't a bad idea, because let's be honest, like a month's a long period of time, so we don't just want to ditch a month's worth of training because we have commitments on. So adapt and overcome around these commitments at the start of it each week if you don't already. Or what I recommend doing as a whole, not just in December, is have a routine, have a plan of when you'll train. Like you shouldn't wake up on a Monday thinking I'll train at some point this week. Use something like Google Calendar and map out what you've got to do for your week, map out what times you plan to train, and then especially in December when you've got more commitments on, we need to do that to even greater degree so we manage to have our training adherence in a good spot. And even if, let's say, you are tight for time, a lot of people will maybe just not train altogether, but having like a quick session, if you have got more commitments on, something to go to, is going to be better than missing that session altogether, because it will allow you, even if maybe your performance is down because you're not resting quite as long, it allows you to stay used to those movements, still make progress. Granted, it's not optimizing things with resting a longer period and maybe getting all the work in, but it's going to allow you to maintain where you're at and keep moving forwards towards that goal. And as for social events, so how we will handle and how you should potentially handle social events is going to be dependent on how much of them you have. Like if someone's just got Christmas and let's say New Year, they can afford to be a bit more relaxed throughout that phase. Whereas if someone's got, let's say, two events every single week, nights out, lunches, with work every single week throughout the December period, if they go completely relaxed over those events, their ability to then manage their body weight is going to be poor. They're more likely to gain weight and keep gaining weight throughout this phase. So I'd say pick and choose your battles. You don't need to go all out for every single event if you've got quite a lot on a weekly basis the whole of December. So if you know you've got a lot on, maybe choose some events that you're going to manage a bit more sensibly. Maybe don't drink alcohol or limit alcohol consumption, and then others where you're a bit more relaxing if you want to manage your body weight, hold your body weight throughout this period. And when you are going to social events or you've got meals out sort of thing, what I recommend do is, or you do, sorry, is make space for it. Account those calories into your daily allowance. So your calorie budget for the day, think of it as your what you get paid on a monthly basis in terms of your wages. You need to, if you want to maybe afford something expensive, like a meal out, for example, you then need to be sensible the rest of the month. You can't go and splurge money every day of the month and expect to have money in your bank account. The same applies. You can't expect to splurge and eat a lot of calorie-dense foods and have a lot of maybe poorer food choices and expect to hold your body weight. So if we are maybe being a bit more relaxed, you then need to knuckle down and be a bit more diligent with other meals. So what I recommend you do is still keep your protein intake high, still keep your fruit and veg intake high. That's going to do you a lot of good in terms of managing your hunger, because we know protein's got a satiating effect. Fruit and veg is high in volume, which will contribute towards satiety. It will be also high in fibre, which contributes towards satiety and also slows the digestion of the foods we're consuming. So still having like protein, fruits and veggies is key. So what that may look like is, if you're used to having like eggs on toast for breakfast, it could be just eggs and some vegetables, mushrooms, onions, something like that, peppers, or alternatively it could be an egg white omelette. For lunch, if you're used to having chicken and rice and some veg, it could just be like chicken and some sort of veg, green beans, whatever you enjoy and you want to eat. And then you've banked calories from your breakfast, from your lunch, from any other meals in the day to allocate you more calories for that evening meal. And when we are eating out, a good tip is always consume your protein first. The reason being is, see, if we think about what's going to be the most valuable for building muscle or retaining lean tissue when we're having a meal out, it's going to be the protein. It's going to be on the lower side in terms of calories if it's a leaner source. And also, we know protein satiating. So if, let's say, we're eating a meal, let's say you've got a standard Christmas dinner, what's going to be maybe the most calorie dense and least nutritious is going to be like the Yorkshire's, the roast potatoes, things like those sort of foods. So if we can, let's say, eat the protein first, eat the fruit and veggies first, if we will leave stuff on our plate, it is going to be the foods that are going to be more calorie dense. So instead, if let's say someone went and they ate all the calorie dense foods, then what are they going to undereat if they don't finish their meal? Protein, which is important, and they're going to finish that meal with an overall higher calorie intake. So having your protein first is a great idea, and then your fruit and veg first, and then that will help manage satiety. We can also think about our strategies to manage our appetite. So when we're eating a meal, put your fork down in between bites. What that will do is that will slow down eating speed. Slowing down our eating speed leads to greater levels of satiety. It will also lead to more feelings of satisfaction from that meal. And it will also lead to better digestion because you are eating at a slower pace. So putting your fork, spoon down in between bites is key. And also, see if you're at a social event, let's say it's a buffet sort of event or whatever, and you eat your food absolutely rapid within 5 minutes and you're sitting there for half an hour or whatever while everyone else is eating, what's the chances of you going and getting more food? It's going to be quite high because you're sitting there bored, not occupied while everyone else is eating. Whereas if you eat a slower pace, you'll probably in that time frame eat less food. So eating at a slower pace is something super valuable to do year round, as well as opting for maybe more satiating foods. And when we do have choice of what we can eat, if we can eat options that are going to be a bit more satiating, that can be a great idea because it means we can still enjoy that meal, have good hunger management, but not overeat in terms of our calories. Because like a good example is, I don't mean you need to go and get a Caesar salad if you're going out for dinner, but if there's an option between a steak or a burger, it's not too much sacrifice getting a steak. A steak's still an enjoyable meal to have, so having something like a steak can allow you to still take part in that social event, which is the more important thing rather than the food you're actually eating, and to stay somewhat on track towards your goals. So make sure we're thinking about eating slow, choosing sensible options, and making space for it the rest of the day. And when it comes to alcohol consumption, we can think about having lower calorie drink choices. So that could be something like dry wines, that could be something like spirits. And maybe being mindful of not having things like cocktails with a lot of like calorie dense ingredients in it, some ciders, beers are a bit more calorie dense as well. So maybe being mindful of limiting them, because if you get like a vodka and a zero sugar drink, it can be around about 100 calories. Whereas if you opt for something like a cocktail, it can be upwards of 500 calories. So five times the calories for the same alcohol consumption, you could say. The same for just for one drink. So we can be smart with our alcohol consumption and save a good chunk of calories while still obviously having some alcohol. And also what we can consider is making sure like we are again thinking about how often we're drinking throughout this period, because if someone's having one or two drinks throughout Christmas, that phase, that time frame, their need to handle it sensibly is going to be lower. Whereas if someone's drinking twice a week for the next 3 weeks, then they can accumulate a lot more alcohol and a lot more calories throughout that alcohol. So they want to maybe be a bit more mindful of how much they're eating there, or how much they're drinking there, sorry. And when it comes to like managing any sort of symptoms from alcohol, like getting a hangover, what I recommend you do is prior to going out, have a good bit of water, have some electrolytes, and do that when you get in, and also first thing upon wake. A large part of what will make you feel hungover is going to be being dehydrated. And I also think like it can, I don't know, flush out any sort of B vitamins. So maybe doubling up on certain vitamins can be a good idea, but that's not something I'm take that with a pinch of salt, because that's just off the top of my head there. And with the training side of things, like I touched on, try and make space throughout the week in your training. If you have got like a lack of time, you can try moving through your sessions at a faster pace. You can try supersetting your exercises, so doing one exercise straight into the other for opposing muscle groups. So to do something like a chest press and then like a assisted pull up or a lat pull down or like a bent over row, because you're working opposing muscle groups, they're not going to impact performance of one another. Granted, you're not out of breath, your fitness isn't going to limit you on the subsequent movement, but that's something we can do to allow us to get more work in a shorter period of time. And if you can't get all your work in, think about doing the bigger lifts, because that's going to be better than missing a session altogether. And the training side of things and also steps is shown to help our appetite management as well. Like you're generally not hungry when you're training, and steps again is shown to promote better hunger management. It's shown that when people are moderately active, they have a lower appetite than when people are sedentary. When people are very active, it's shown that then their appetite does creep up. But what that basically tells us is being sedentary will cause us to eat overall more calories. So staying active throughout this time frame can allow us to enjoy meals out, burn some extra calories, chip away towards our body composition related goals, and also keep our body weight the same. And also, a lot of people think when they are at maintenance, it's not productive, or they're not making progress. Just because your body weight isn't changing doesn't mean you're not moving forwards. What I mean by that is our body weight is just a tool to manage or measure fat loss and muscle growth, weight gain potentially. It's not the be-all end-all. So just because your goals are fat loss related or body composition related and you're just holding your body weight right now doesn't mean you can't move forward, because what's going to happen if we build tissue, build muscle? That's going to improve our body composition. That's going to improve our visual appearance. That's going to lead to a higher basal metabolic rate, which is our calories burned at rest. All those things are going to contribute towards having a more productive fat loss phase in the new year. So although you're at maintenance, kind of utilize that period, make the most of the maybe additional food we're having and a bit more flexibility we're having, and use that food and put it to use for your training. And it will help us reach our long-term goals, because ultimately your goal's probably not to get to a certain body weight. You're probably not to, your goal's not to lose weight. Your goal's probably to lose body fat. And if we've got more muscle, our ability to get lean is going to be greater. And also, we'll generally have more shape and have a better body composition. And as for nutritional habits, so times where you're maybe stepping away from tracking completely, or just being a bit more relaxed with it, and just wanting to have good overall diet management. We want to think about making sure we've still got habits in place throughout this time frame. And what do good positive habits for your nutrition look like? If you're a client of mine, you know you've got access to this and additional resources if you're listening to this podcast, because it's partly for my client's reference. But we can think about our protein consumption, which we know will contribute towards satiety and also building and retaining lean tissue. We can think about making sure we're having a sufficient amount of water just for general hydration. And a good rule of thumb is try and have a lean protein and a fruit and veg with every single meal you eat. And the good thing about habits is we can keep them in place regardless if we're tracking, regardless if we're traveling, regardless if we are going for like a meal out, etc. And the benefit of this is I'm not saying do not have this, do not have that. When you think about removing things from your diet, that leads to restriction, that leads to lack of sustainability. So instead, think of what can we include in our diet. The reason being is if we think about what to include, like if we think, all right, for your Christmas dinner, right, I'm going to eat a decent bit of turkey, decent bit of beef, decent bit of Brussels sprouts, fruit and veg, or you probably won't have much fruit with your dinner, but veg. What's that going to do? That's going to lead you to unconsciously eat less other calorie dense foods and help manage your appetite consumption without little sacrifice, because you're not sitting there restricting yourself. You are just unconsciously eating less poorer foods because you include more quality foods. Poorer foods, there's no foods that are necessarily bad. There's just foods that are less nutrient dense and maybe not filling. So think about always having protein and a fruit or veg with each meal. And also what I think helps is there's food everywhere throughout this time. So try and have structured meal times. I think having structured meal times can help massively with your ability to adhere to your goal, because you don't entertain the thought of snacking. You either think, is it a meal time right now? Yes or no. And if it is, then maybe you can have something. If it's not, then just stick and wait until you've ate a meal. So usually any sort of hunger or cravings can disappear if we've ate just like a somewhat decent meal. And when you are handling something like Christmas, or let's say New Year's, you've got plans or you've got any other sort of event, don't make it a free-for-all the rest of the day. So don't make it an off-plan day, make it an off-plan meal. The reason why I'm using the term off-plan is having a cheat meal, I don't think it's necessarily cheating if it's incorporated into your either your calories, or if you've just planned it in. If it's planned deviation, then it's not cheating, and I think that creates like an unhealthy relationship with food. So if it's planned deviation, then there's completely nothing wrong with that. But make it that meal. You don't need to get up, you don't need to eat a selection box first thing in the morning. Try and stick to your usual structure, your usual consistency the rest of the day to an extent, meaning maybe still have like a somewhat decent breakfast, leaving space, still having your protein, fruit and veggies, so that you can then allocate more space towards your dinner and still keep some positive structure in place to help your appetite management. And of course, when we think about like Christmas, it's a week, so the amount of like weight you can gain in a week is very, very small unless you go absolutely crazy and trying to eat everything in sight for a whole week. So don't feel guilty for relaxing, letting your hair down on Christmas. Because when you think about how much calories is in a pound of body fat, there's 3,500 calories in a pound of body fat, and that's a lot of calories. So that's above your maintenance. So if someone needs 3,000 calories to maintain their weight, they'd need to eat an extra 3,500 calories on top of that, which is going to be quite hard to do. And even if you do gain a bit of weight, just don't let it demotivate you and cause you to fall off track. I think that's something a lot of people will do wrong. Like they think about their progress in a weekly basis. They have a bad week, they get down and then they fall off, and they don't go to the gym, then they don't look after your nutrition, and then they just fall off completely and then stop. Whereas instead of having that mindset, just think long term over the weeks, over the months, am I moving forward towards my goals? Because that's a more realistic way to look at things. And just make sure like we get right back into routine prior and after. And see, this applies like when you're having alcohol as well. Like alcohol doesn't, like you can still lose weight, make progress, build a ton of muscle while drinking alcohol. The problem stems is people will go out on a Friday, they'll have a drink, they'll then get very drunk. They'll then, on the way home, get a takeaway. They'll then feel really rough the next day. They'll then have a fry out for breakfast, not do any steps the next day, have a poor food choice for their dinner there. They'll then feel rubbish. They'll then not train the Sunday, maybe not the Monday. And then they've turned one night out to drink into deviation from the plan for the next 4 days. Whereas if someone goes out, has a drink, doesn't get rubbish after, gets a not bad sleep, and then the day after they well hydrate themselves, they feel rough, but they force themselves to do their steps, they plan it in as a rest day, and the day after they get back to the gym, they're going to still be able to move forward towards their goal. And as for what to do, like after a day where you have overindulged or that, just get back on plan. Don't think about compensating. That can create an unhealthy relationship with food. And often if someone tries to compensate, what usually happens is the pendulum then swings the other direction. They restrict, and then their hunger rises. They then want to overeat again, or potentially do overeat again, and it creates that cycle. So one day of poor adherence won't kill you. It might mean you don't lose weight that week if someone's in a dieting phase, but apart from that, you'll be all good. And what I'd say as well is, like, don't try and like diet over the last 2 weeks of the year in particular, or even now. It's okay to have yourself at maintenance. And just focus on what habits can we put in place to put ourselves in a good spot after New Year. The reason being is, see, if you diet now, you will not get the mental break that you could have if you plan on just maintaining your body weight. And also, you'll probably not lose much weight anyway. So you'll be working hard for 2 weeks for no reason. So you won't be mentally fresh going into the New Year. So what's the pro side of it? There's not really, because you're probably not going to step forward as much. And if you do, is it going to be worth it? Maybe not, because it's 2 weeks that you could have just relaxed for, where you could then be mentally fresh in the new year. And as for like the mental side of things, just remember the food isn't going anywhere. Because I feel like when we have meals out, when we have nights out, if someone's been dieting prior, they can think, oh, I don't have the opportunity to eat this that often. And they want to eat a lot. They want to overeat, have everything in sight. Especially like when we think about people's psychology, when people sometimes grow up and maybe they aren't that wealthy, so they don't often be able to go out for food, etc. Like, these behaviours can linger into your adult life, these unhealthy maybe behaviours around eating. But just remember, in the UK, like, you could get whatever you want to eat the next day. Like, if you really wanted a certain food, you could probably get it within the next 24 hours. So just remember, if you're at somewhere where you can keep eating, but maybe you feel like you've had a good amount of food, or you've had a decent amount of calories already, just remember, like, the food's always there. You can order that food tomorrow if you need to. You can have that meal whenever you want, sort of thing. And just remember, like, you don't need to say yes to absolutely everything. For every yes, there's a no. For every yes you say, there's a no behind you moving forwards, potentially. So just remember, if you've got a lot of events, that the importance of handling them a bit smarter is going to be higher. Or if you've only got quite a few events, then you can afford to be a bit more relaxed for the management with them. And yeah, just think long term. This is just like a couple of weeks, so it's fine if you don't lose weight. Your goal is probably not to get to a certain weight by X time frame. It's probably to get to a weight you're happy with and maintain that to some extent, unless you're in like a purposeful dieting phase. And if you are, just for this period of year, it's probably like a weird time to diet, say the least. And as for the like Christmas Day side of things, just to give you a quick recap, what I recommend you do is have good habits in place, structure in place the rest of the day. Try and make it like an off plan maybe meal dinner instead of an off plan full day. Bear in mind like how much events you've got as a whole. Fill up on your protein first, your fruit or veg first with your dinner. And also, we can also think about our eating speed that can help our satiety. We can also think about making sure we put our fork down in between bites. We're chewing our food excessively, which we'll know will contribute towards fullness. And just remember, like, the food will always be there, can help your mindset towards things. And also, like, remembering your goal. Like, just think, like, is it worth it? Is it worth maybe having that additional calories, gaining maybe a bit of weight? If it is, then that's fine. My job as a coach, as a trainer as well, like with my clients, isn't to tell them you can do this, you can't do that. It's to just arm them with the pros and cons of handling certain events certain ways, and managing the expectations of, right, if you handle it this way, this is what's going to happen, etc. But yeah, just keep protein high, still have good quality foods that are going to contribute towards satiety, towards fullness, and have that inclusion mindset, like I said, because if you think about what to include for your diet, this doesn't just apply for Christmas, but year round, if you think about what to include with your diet, your ability to manage your hunger is going to be a lot better, having that inclusion mindset. Because see if like before every meal you need to eat a lean bit of protein source that's not really hyper palatable. Let's say before every meal, this is a very extreme example, before every meal you need to eat, let's say, 150 grams of just plain chicken and then 200 grams of lettuce, a full pack of lettuce. How much calories do you think you'll eat after that in whatever meal you were planning to eat? You're going to unconsciously eat less. And there, that's not by thinking what to remove from your diet, which is less restrictive or more restrictive and not sustainable. So instead, think of what to include and keep your training going. Try and have a bit of plan in place. If you want to train a bit less, that's fine. But I wouldn't say drop it completely. Still hold yourself accountable. We can still get sessions in. You can always make time. We can always make time for things that are important. So even if you have got quite a lot of commitments on, what time do you get up on a Saturday? What time do you get up on a Sunday? Could you get up that little bit earlier and get your session in, even if you've got plans on the weekend? Did you sit down on the Monday and plan when you'll do each task? Could you have sat down on this on the weekend prior if you had quite a busy week ahead? Could you have meal prep so you didn't have to do that throughout the week, so you could allocate you more time towards training? Could you take your gym clothes to work with you so you could have the ability to train right after work? So yeah, hope the episode helped. If anyone's got any questions or any topics you'd like covered in subsequent episodes, then please just let me know and I'll happily consider making some episodes on it. So have a great Christmas and New Year, everyone, and thank you very much for watching or listening. If you did enjoy the podcast, any sort of support's massively appreciated, which could include liking, subscribing, sharing it on your Instagram story, and sharing it to someone who'd find it valuable.